Tell me about this pitch. We're looking out of the window at King's Home on this now beautiful pitch, which has got 5% plastic, 95% grass, and it's shorter than most football pitches, the grass. When you played, I guess it was 4 inches long with the lines cut out, wasn't it?
Well, Tommy Oakes used to do a great job, you know, and he looked after it well, but the grass was always long to be in the season. And I can remember coming down here the once, and something must have gone wrong in the summer, and Clusey and myself were talking and said, we can remember there was bindweed in the grass. And so by the time you'd sort of run 100 yards, you were unwrapping the bindweed from around your foot. But if Tom's listened to this now, we're in trouble, I can tell you.
And it was Tom Oakes. Tell me this story about these balls then, where they were pumped up for a game and somebody said, oh, this is not hard enough. And he pumped it up and then let it down again.
I think that involved Ronnie.
So tell me this story then, Ron.
It was Harlequins were here and Bob Hiller, who was captain of England, etc. He wanted, it was rock hard, and he'd go to the groundsman or Tom in the change rooms and say, oh, this is too soft. He'd get him to pump it up. It was almost like it turned into a shape of a football, virtually. And of course, as soon as he ran, he let it down again. So, you know, he didn't get what he wanted. And then there's the other story down at Lydney where, and I think that was in Rutherford's day, they used to put the ball in the water, in a bucket of water.
Yeah, they left
and of course, that was in the old days when
it was a leather ball. Well, these days, Fred, they don't seem to want to put the ball into touch anymore. It's got to be 5 yards in so you can try and get the ball back.
Yeah, we don't really understand that, us old players. But just going back to Don Rutherford talking about kicking, he was playing for the South West out here at King's Home. And he was in the 25, 22 today, and he actually kicked this ball and it bounced a yard into touch at the clock.
Really?
At King's Home at the other end of the pitch. Absolutely amazing.